As you wind your way out of this exhibition and back to the front of the gallery, take a look at one last object located on the small brown wall opposite the first large wall photograph. It is called Looking Towards the Future, and it was created by the artist Chris Pepin. It depicts two large-scale Native American figures standing tall and proud in the center of the image. At the top of the image is a drawing of a train, recalling the journey of the Fort Marion prisoners across the country. Below is a piece of an old map labeled Indian Territory. At the bottom of the work are the words 21st Century Ledger Drawing, a reference that suggests the art form that so many Plains warriors practiced continues to the present day. For Pepin, the status of Native Americans in the 21st century is very important. Too often, Native Americans are discussed as a historical group that no longer exists, as if they were eradicated completely. And for many years, they were studied and documented by anthropologists due to their supposed status as a dying people. Yet despite the suffering they endured, and the U.S. government's attempts to eradicate their culture, more than 550 different Native American tribes exist today. Each tribe is distinct, with its own histories, languages, and traditions. American Indians live in cities and on reservations in every corner of the United States. Today, a resurgence of Native heritage has emerged out of the stifling of Native culture that was all too common in the era of the residential Indian schools. In Pepin's view, looking towards the future requires remembering the past. To tell the stories of those Native peoples who came before, who fought and bore unspeakable hardship for the continued survival of Native people, is, in his view, essential for a brighter future. Pepin's view provides a fitting summary of the works in this exhibition. As a whole, they come together to honor the histories of the Native individuals who came before them and provide a lasting tribute to their lives and their sacrifices.